fifth back of Chayyus, first Mishnah. Kol Psula Mikdoshim. Any animal that you makdish it and it got a mum and you redeemed it, it still has a certain level of kedusha. But Nimkarim beItlis, we let you sell it in a butcher shop. Nishchokn beItlis, you should shecht in a butcher shop. Nishkolim beLitra, you could weigh it when you sell the meat with a regular scale. Chutz min amechov b'maisa shenu yosin lepalim. The exception to the rule is b'chor maisa that have a palmum, that since the kohen himself eats the bechor, eats the kohen eats the bechor, and the owner eats the maisa, so we do not permit it. Why? Because be'etzem, we're not so interested in selling kosher meat, meat that was once kosher in a regular fashion, in a regular butcher shop, in a regular scale. It's considered a certain zilzul to the kosher that we're selling it. But by other kosher, that the if we could sell for a high price, the hektish gains from it, then we permit this. Because even though it's a certain zilzul, the hektish gains from it. Hashenken, b'chol ma'is, hektish doesn't gain from it because the owner himself eats it. Therefore, if he wants to sell his portion, he can't sell in such a fashion, because it has a certain zilzum. Psula mikdashim and yosim lehektish. Psula mikdashim, the hanor goes to hektish. V'shoiklim mona k'negin mona b'v'chor. Psula mikdashim, is that we said, that's what we explained before, that other kabbanas that hagad amum, when the gizbar sells it, the hektish gains from it, and therefore we permit it to be sold in the butcher shop. Shoklim, mona k'neged mona b'bechor. B'bechor, even though we said you cannot use a regular scale if you sell it, but you can if he has a piece of meat which is has a certain weight, you could weigh it against that to see how much the meat of the b'chor is how much it weighs. In other words, if you make a shinui in the way you weigh it, it's less of a bizillion, and that we permit.